an authority, e-license and platform, fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and a proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Okay, good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the News Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Hichilema launches landmark in Nimoma mining project. CSO demands the MPs who cross the floor to vacate their seats. And in international news, Robert Mugabe's son to be deported from South Africa over firearms offense.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has launched the Nyumba shaft construction project in Chilawombe, describing it as a landmark mining investment expected to deepen economic cooperation and strengthen investment ties between the United States and Zambia. Speaking during the groundbreaking ceremony in Chilawombe, Copperbelt Province, President Hichilema said the United States-Zambia relationship, which dates back to 1964, remains strong and continues to evolve into a modern, mutually beneficial economic partnership. The head of state said Zambia is open for business and is actively attracting long-term, high-value investment into strategic sectors such as mining, which remains central to job creation and national development.
This relationship is old, 1964. This relationship has gone through different leaderships on the American side, on the Zambian side. The relationship between the U.S. and Zambia endures. It does not matter whether it's UPND in government here, or PF, or indeed MMD or UNIP. Our relationship, because it's anchored on the American and Zambian people, must endure and will endure. And I want us to understand that the styles may be different, but our long-term interests are permanent. American interests, Zambian interests are permanent. We both want the best for our people.
And Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo said the project reflects renewed investor confidence and is already transforming the region through job creation and infrastructure development. Meanwhile, United States Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, said the Nimoma project represents one of the largest American investments in Zambia, describing it as a model of responsible mining anchored on transparency, skills transfer, and long-term partnership.
This is what responsible investment looks like. This is not unique here in Zambia. We recognize FQM before us, Metalex, and others. But it does stand in sharp contrast to models of foreign investment that arrive in opaque contracts, that displace local workers, that cut corners on environmental protections or skirt the rule of law and leave host communities not better and sometimes worse than they found them. The contrast speaks for itself, and Zambians know it well. America brings integrity.
The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations on Good Governance and Constitutionalism has demanded the immediate vacation of seats by all members of parliament across the floor in strict compliance with Article 72 of the Constitution. The consortium has also called on the office of the Speaker to discharge its constitutional mandate without fear, favor, political calculation, or partisan convenience, and to restore legality, integrity, and constitutional order to parliamentary processes. Consortium Secretary Arthur Mwinda has expressed concern over what he describes as the ongoing and deliberate violation of the Constitution by members of Parliament who have crossed the floor but continue to occupy parliamentary seats in contravention of Article 72. He has stated that the consortium is considering instituting legal proceedings to seek a declaratory order from the courts that MPs who have crossed the floor and continue to sit in the National Assembly are acting in violation of the Constitution. Mr. Mwinda has further said the consortium will seek consequential remedies, including orders for the repayment of all emoluments, salaries, allowances, and benefits unlawfully received, as well as a court. Declaration that individuals who deliberately breach the Constitution are not fit to hold public office.
Such conduct constitutes a direct violation of the rule of law and undermines constitutional democracy. The inaction by the relevant parliamentary authority in enforcing Article 72 raises serious concerns about institutional accountability and adherence to constitutional obligations. In view of these developments, the consortium is actively considering legal action. This may include seeking a declaratory order that the affected members of parliament are unlawfully occupying their seats, as well as pursuing recovery of all their salaries, allowances and benefits obtained during the period of unconstitutional occupancy.
National Democratic Congress leader Savoy Imboyela and Revamp for Development Change Party leader Robert Sansa have formally endorsed Citizens First President Tariqa Lara ahead of the August general election, forming a new alliance called the Citizens First Orange Alliance. Speaking at a media briefing, Ms. Imboyela said her decision to join the alliance was not motivated by a desire for the running mate position. She said the move was aimed at uniting with Mr. Kalaba to challenge President Hakainde Hichilema, stating that previous opposition alliances had failed because leaders were focused on becoming the alliance's presidential candidate rather than working together.
And not only are we endorsing him, but we have come up with an alliance. Yes, our alliance is called the CF Orange Alliance, because we are tired of forming alliances which won't appear on the ballot. An alliance name should be on the ballot, because the first part about leadership sometimes and presidency in this country, you'll find that when you come together as opposition, everybody wants to be on
top. And welcoming the two leaders, Mr. Kalaba has stressed that opposition unity is essential if the current government is to be unseated.
It's unfortunate that we're using politics to even harm journalists. This, I think, is not right. And I'm very disappointed myself that cadres, non-cadres who attack the journalists like you have not been punished. And even when you tell us that they were in cells and now they've been released, again it tells you that they don't even care about the situation. But I want to assure you, and through you, the journalism fraternity, that as Citizens First, we will ensure that we give the journalists the respect that they deserve.
The Lusaka High Court has ordered former Health Minister Dr. Chipelo Chilukya to pay back a balance of 2,190,000 kwacha with interest, the money he fraudulently obtained from Cromerville Enterprise Limited, claiming he had land for sale in Avondale, Lusaka, when in fact not. In a judgment in default of appearance and defense, Judge Elita Mwikisa ruled that Mr. Chilukya did not appear to the writ of summons and did not deliver any defense to the statement of claim. Judge Mwikisa further adjudged that the defendant paid the plaintiff's cost of the action and to be taxed in default of agreement. In a statement of claim filed in the Lusaka High Court, the plaintiff said on April 30, 2025, Dr. Chilukya falsely represented himself as the owner of the land in Avondale, Lusaka, and offered it for sale at purchase price of 2,500,000 kwacha. Dr. Chilukya only paid 310,000 kwacha after the plaintiff reported the matter to the police. The company submitted that in making the said offer, Dr. Chilukya Anikibo Kali held himself out as the owner of the said property and as a person capable of passing good title to the plaintiff. Relying entirely on the representation and acting in good faith, the plaintiff accepted the offer and proceeded to pay full purchase of 3,500,000 kwacha in installments of 2 million kwacha and 1,500,000 kwacha respectively. The plaintiff said after the defendant had received the money, he belatedly disclosed that the property was not in his name at all, but was instead registered in another name. Dante Alliance President Brian Mondwele has dismissed claims circulating on social media suggesting that he will not contest the August presidential election, describing the reports as false and misleading. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Mandumile said a viral video purporting to show him withdrawing from the race is fabricated and generated using artificial intelligence.